This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's premier mushroom products now available through Harris Farm Stores Australia. Why a biofuel boom could benefit a tiny Kiwi tourist town and create a centre for sustainable aviation fuel, Dong Earthhack Rotorua, famed for its geothermal landscapes, could become a global hub for sustainable biofuel innovation. And it has the backing of Mayor Tanya Tapsell. This central North Island, New Zealand tourist town is uniquely positioned to transform forestry waste, invasive seaweed and lakeweed into sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, thanks to cutting-edge hydrothermal liquefaction, HTL, technology. HTL, a breakthrough process, converts wet biomass into bio-oil under high heat and pressure, bypassing the need to dry feedstocks. This makes it energy efficient and cost-effective, key factors for scaling up SAF production. Rotorua's unique blend of natural and industrial assets provides a powerful trifecta of biofuel feedstocks. Forestry residues from the region's thriving timber industry are already a research focus for Scion, with studies showing the potential for up to 85% carbon emission reductions when converted into sustainable aviation fuel, SAF. Less than an hour away, along the Bay of Plenty coastline, invasive seaweed, often seen as an environmental problem, can be transformed into biofuels and fertilizers, tackling pollution while producing energy. Meanwhile, Rotorua's lakes, rich with fast-growing freshwater weeds, offer an untapped resource thriving naturally without competing for agricultural land. Together, these feedstocks position Rotorua as a key player in New Zealand's sustainable fuel future. What sets the region apart is its geothermal infrastructure. This renewable heat source can power HTL reactors, cutting operational costs and minimizing carbon footprints. Scion, a leading Crown research organisation headquartered in Rotorua, has already demonstrated the feasibility of producing aviation-grade biofuels from woody biomass. Adding lakeweed and seaweed to the mix not only diversifies feedstocks, but also addresses ecological challenges, creating a circular solution for managing invasive species. Rotorua's forestry residues offer a unique opportunity for sustainable biofuel production, says Dr. Paul Bennett, portfolio leader for integrated bioenergy at Scion. With the right investment, these resources can be turned into high-value fuels, reducing emissions and boosting energy security. Supplementing forestry residues with other biomass, including purpose-grown short-rotation forestry, seaweed, and lakeweed, could increase production and lower costs. An Air New Zealand SAF feasibility study has highlighted the urgency for government support, investment, and regulatory frameworks to retain local feedstocks and attract funding. Rotorua's unique combination of resources, technology, and expertise positions it as a global leader in biofuel innovation. Rotorua Mayor Tanya Tapsell acknowledges the region's potential, saying, "Rotorua is uniquely positioned to lead New Zealand's biofuel journey. We have the resources, the technology, and now the opportunity to attract global partnerships to bring this vision to life. With the right support, this geothermal town could lead New Zealand's charge towards a sustainable aviation future. Time is of the essence. Rotorua's biofuel goldmine needs bold action to take flight. For more information, click the link at the bottom of the news article."